The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 6th canto, 1st chapter, text number 22, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on July 6, 1975, in Chicago, Illinois.
That fallen Brahmana of the name Ajamil was giving trouble to all other men by forcibly arresting them, cheating them by gambling with weighted dice, or by directly plundering someone. Thus he used to earn his livelihood to maintain his family by giving trouble and pain to others.
Mandakshai kaitabai choidjai garhintam vrittimastitam viprat kutumba asuchi jatayamasa dena. Vibrat kutumba asuchi jatayamasa dena. Vibrat, we have to maintain our body. This is called vibrat. That is necessary. We have got this body in this material world. This is not spiritual world. In the spiritual world, there is no necessity of maintaining the body. The body is spiritual. As we have got here in this material world, to maintain this body, I require to eat, I require to sleep, I require to satisfy my senses, and I require to defend the four necessities. Ahara nidra bhayam aitamanj. And spiritual body means these four kinds of bodily demands, nil, nama. That is spiritual life. That means no eating, no sleeping, no sex, no defense. That Goswamis, six Goswamis in Vrindavan, they practice nidrahara viharakadi vijitai. They conquered over sleeping, eating, mating, and defending. Nidra means sleeping. Ahara means eating. Vihara means sex. Nidrahara viharakadi vijito. Conquer. So this is the advancement of spiritual life. When we conquer over these things, that means we have come to the spiritual platform. So long we have got this material body, it is not possible, but try to minimize. Srila Raghunath Das Goswami, he was very rich man's son. His father's income 500 years ago was 1,200,000 rupees. So, now you know the exchange is, what is the exchange today? It is at least 500 times increased. Anyway, that Raghunath Das Goswami, when left home, his father and uncle was very strictly observing. He was given very nice, beautiful wife and very beautiful house, but he was not very much satisfied. He wanted to join Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So his father was very strictly keeping guard that this boy may not go out, just like some of your parents do. So, but this cannot be checked. So Raghunath Das Goswami, after all, by some tricks, after all, he was very intelligent, rich man's son, He went away to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and his mother was advising to his father, say, why don't you handcuff this boy? So his father was saying that I have already handcuffed him with such beautiful wife and such beautiful residence, and he has opened this. Now what this material handcuff will do? So anyway, he left father's home and approached Chaitanya Mahaprabhu when he was in Jagannath Puri, and he was entrusted to Swarup Damodar Goswami, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's secretary, to take care of him. So he was practicing these things, how to conquer over eating, sleeping, mating, and defense. It's a long story. Perhaps one who has read Chaitanya Charitamrita. So at last, when he was living at Radha Kunda, he was taking every alternate day a little quantity of butter. Nothing. So it is possible. When he left home, his father sent four men and with arrangement that he would get 400 rupees. In those days, 400 rupees mean at least 20 times. What is it? 400 rupees 20 times? Some thousand. 8,000 rupees for his personal expenditure. So he was utilizing that money by inviting sannyasis of Jagannath Puri. There are many sannyasis. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was also being invited. So after a few days, there was no invitation. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu inquired his secretary, why Jagannath does not invite? So he replied that he refused to take his father's contribution. So Chaitanya said, oh, it is very nice. It is not that money will come from home and I shall become a renowned sort of life. No. He understood that I have left my home, why shall I take money from my father? So in this way, Raghunath Das Goswami, one of the six Goswamis, very important devotee, he used to eat every alternate, not daily. One day starving and the next day a little butter. But he was observing his regulatory principle, taking thrice daily bath and offering dandavat, what is called? But counting, numerical, just like we count 25 rounds minimum. So Raghunath Das Goswami was also chanting by counting. Similarly, he was offering dandavat. You offer dandavat, the same. That is also counting. Sankha purvaka nama gana nativhi. Sankha purvaka. Keeping a strength, a numerical strength, just like we are advised, at least 16 now. So these things were going on. Not that because he was taking little butter alternative, he lost his strength. No, the strength was all right. So, the fasting means if you don't feel weak, then you fast. Not that you imitate Raghunath Das Goswami, that is not possible in the beginning, but it is possible if you practice. If you practice. Nidhahara vihara kadi viritau chattantau dhinautau sankhapurvaka nama gana natibhi kalavo shami kritau. So everything is possible. But that is advanced spiritual life. It is no use imitating a higher authority, Haridas Thakur, just like he was chanting, not 16 rounds, but 164 rounds. So that is not possible. Gradually we have to practice. So long we are in this material world, not in the spiritual world, still we have to live very honestly. Then there is hope for raising oneself to the spiritual platform. So here, yesterday we have discussed Ajamilo Nama, Kuschit Dijo. Dijo, a Brahman. Dijo is not still Brahman. Dijo means he is initiated. Dijo means second birth. Sanskarat Bhavet Dijo. By reformatory method, one is initiated for the second time or second birth. Then he is educated by the Vedic literature. That we have got so many books. After initiation, one becomes bona fide student to study all these Vedic literature. Then he becomes vipra, that is Raminical stage. Vedo Pathad Bhavit Vipra. And not only simply reading, but when he realizes what is Brahma, then he is Brahma. Not easy. His stages. Vedo Pathad Bhavit Vipra, Brahma Janati Iti Brahmana. This Brahma is impersonal Brahma. And still he has to go above. When Brahmeti, Paramatmeti, Bhagavaneti. In the beginning, Brahma realization, impersonal. Then, as you gradually increase, then Paramatma realization, that is meditation. Dhyana vastita tadgatena manasa pasantiyam yogi. The yogis, by meditation, they observe the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Vishnu, within the heart. That is yoga system. Perfect. And above that, there is personal realization, Bhagavan. So, when you realize the personality of Godhead, then you become a Vaishnava. This is gradual stage. So this Dijo, as soon as he contacted a prostitute, unchaste, Pungshchali, another name is Pungshchali, those who are, moved by another person. They are called Pungshchali. They become captivated by another person. So they are, another name is prostitute. So this Dijo, although he was initiated to make further progress to become Brahmana and Vaishnava, in the middle he contacted one prostitute. Young man became a victim. Therefore, Kastit Dasiputi contacted and remained as husband, wife, or friend. So by the contact of this prostitute, the result was Nasta Sadachana. He became lost of all gentle activity. Nasta sadachar. Sadachar means, sat means gentle. And achar means behavior. Gentleman's behavior. What is that gentleman behavior that we teach? That you don't eat meat, don't have illicit sex, no gambling, no intoxication, rise early in the morning, take bath, chant Hare Krishna, attend Mangala retreat. These are called sadachar. So, on account of his contact with this prostitute, although he was born in a Brahmin family and he was reformed up to the point of initiation, he fell a victim. And as soon as he fell victim to that prostitute, nasta sadachara. Dasya sang. Why sadachara? Why he should lose? No, dasya sang sadhvita. Because he is associating with this prostitute, therefore the next treatment is that he should be bereft of all gentle being. Therefore, to create a first-class man, he requires great endeavor. It is not that you go to school, colleges and learn and smoke and do all nonsense and you become elevated. It is a fourth class, fifth class. The modern educational system is producing not only fourth class, is also gentle. Fifth class, sixth class. Fifth class, sixth class. Education means, what is the education? What is the symptom of education? That is described by Chanakya Pandit. Mātrivat paradāreṣu. The first educational symptom is that except one's own wife, any woman is mama. This is the first symptom of education. Mātrivat paradāreṣu, paradambeṣu loṣṭava. An other's property and money is just like garbage in the... not very many years, say about 100 years ago, we have heard the name, the Kashmir state. The Kashmir state was so strict, if somebody had stolen other's property, and if it is proved, the thief's hands will be cut. Still, I think in Arabia, this is strict law. So, if some golden ornament is lying on the street, out of this fear, and people are simple at the time, they will not touch. Exactly like garbage, they will not touch. It was lying on the street. The law was that nobody should touch if some golden ornament is there. The actual proprietor, he will come and pick it up. You do not require to assist him also, taking answer. No, you cannot touch. If you touch, your hands will be cut off. So, if one learns this habit, that other property, other's money, is just like garbage, nobody touches. Mātrivat paradāreṣu, paradambeṣu, loṣṭava. Ātavat sarvabhūteṣu. And one who thinks like himself, sarvabhūteṣu, all living entities. What is that? If I prick you, then you feel some pain. So why should you prick others? This is called ātmabhava. What you feel yourself? If somebody cuts your throat, do you feel very happy? No. Then why should you cut throat of others? Other animals are me, one being. So these three things, Chanakya Pandit has said, that this is, if one has learned these three things, he is learned. Not that he has got university degrees, no. Māsri vatparadārīṣu paradarbīṣu loṣṭava ātmavatsarudhūteṣu. So this is gentleman, this is educated, culture. So this man, Ajāmila, as soon as became fallen down from the sadācha, gentleman's behavior, the next stage is this. Bandākhoi, koitabai, choijai. One must earn his livelihood. But he has fallen down to the sixth grade. First, second, third, fourth, fifth, sixth, or lower than that. Everyone must have his means of livelihood. So, what is the means of livelihood of the first-class man? That is said, paṭhan, paṭhan, jajan, jajan, dāna, pratigrat. First-class man means Brahmin in Kalkulaya. Their occupational duty is, first of all, he must become a very learned scholar in the Vedic literature. He must become a learned scholar. And after becoming a scholar, it is not that he will enjoy himself the knowledge. No. He will distribute the knowledge. This is one, that first-class man or the brahmana, first of all he must become a learned scholar. If he is not scholar, what nonsense he will teach? So the first position is that he must become a learned scholar. And the next business is to teach others, to make this happen. Formerly, even 50 years or 60 years ago in India, the brahmana would not accept anyone's service. Because whatever he has knowledge, he'll sit down anywhere underneath a tree or in the corridor of somebody and he'll invite the village, a small children, and they will go and he'll teach little grammar, little mathematics, gradually. And the children will bring from their father and mother, somebody will bring rice, somebody will bring dal, somebody will bring something. So he has no necessity of making any contract that you give me so many dollars, then I shall teach you. No. Free education. In this way, India was free education. So, paṭhan paṭhan, jajan jajan. Then next business is, Brahman should be a devotee, worshipping deity, either Vishnu or sometimes other demigods. So jajan, jajan. He will personally do it and he will teach others how to worship. Paṭhan, paṭhan, jajan. And his livelihood means voluntary contribution. Whatever people will give, that's all. People used to give Brahman. So paṭhan, paṭhan, jajan, jajan, dāna pratigraha. A Brahman would receive. People were very honest that this man is teaching our children. He does not tell this man is teaching me how to worship, how to become well-being. So they had no scarcity, enough. So he would simply use as much as he required, balance he will give each other. Not that keep in store for tomorrow. No, that is not Brahman. Whatever is come today, I use it for my necessities of life and balance I give to the poor or somebody else, or make some festival. Paṭhan, paṭhan, jajan, jajan, dāna, pratigraha. So we require some income for our maintenance. So this was the Brahman's business. There is no question of doing some business or making some profession or going to the office or going to the factory. This is not Brahman. Then Kshatriya, next, second class. What is his livelihood? His livelihood to take tax. The Kshatriyas were entrusted certain villages. That you look after these villages, that the people are becoming well-behaved. So Kshatriya's business was to see whether Brahman is actually acting as Brahman. A Kshatriya actually acting as Kshatriya. This was the ruler's business, to see. And to see that nobody is unemployed. Nobody is a devil swarsa. Because if you have no business, no occupation, then your brain will plan something. This plan is chorjam, cheating. They had no opportunity to plan all these things. The Kshatriya's business income is to take some tax. What is the tax? Not in money, but people are engaged in agricultural work, so whatever he has produced, he gives 25% to the ruler. That's all. That includes income tax, this tax, that tax. No more tax. Take whatever I have got, you take 25%. So this is Kshatriya's occupation, second class. And the third class, Vaishya. Vaishya means produce food grain, krishi, agriculture. Not produce food in the slaughterhouse. No. Slaughterhouse, even the sixth class, seventh class man, they did not know how to produce food, how to live, the aborigines in the jungle. They were hunting one animal, then eating. Not that civilized nation organized slaughterhouse. Oh, how horrible. If you want to animal, then you go to the jungle, kill one animal and eat. The government is not going to maintain a slaughterhouse for you. This is the civilization. So, our eatables should be food grains. Krishi, Goruksha, and milk. Krishi means by agriculture process you can produce fruits, flowers, vegetables, then rice, wheat, pulses, and you have got milk. Then where is your want, scarcity? This is civilization. The meat eating is meant for the fourth, sixth class, seventh class man who does not know, who remain naked, and they can neither produce food, neither cloth in the jungle. It is for them. They also were not very much expert to maintain a slaughterhouse. When you need, you can kill one lower animal, not cow. The cow is not available in the jungle. You can have some deer or some boar. So these unimportant animals were killed by them. That is the sixth class, not the first class, second class, third class, fourth class. No. And the fourth class man who could not utilize his brain as first class, second class, third class, then he becomes fourth class. His business to help worker. These higher three classes. So in this way, everyone must have his means of livelihood. And I have already described that this is the way of livelihood. First class man, this is livelihood. Second class man, this is livelihood. And third class man, this is livelihood. Fourth class man, and below the fourth class man, means fifth class. The fifth class man, the jungle man, by hunting like that. But this class of men, that they do not accept any of these livelihood means, but they cheating. That we'll find now. So many cheaters in big, big cities, and so many pickpockets, so many thieves, rogues, and now the present society is perplexed, crying, why and what to do. You are maintaining 6th class, 7th class men. Your education is meant for that. Why you are afraid of crimes now? This is the result. Now enjoy the result. As you reap, so you, as you sow, so you reap. This movement is specially meant for making 1st class, 2nd class men at least. Or even 3rd class, 4th class. But what is this? You are producing 6th class, 7th class, 10th class men, and you expect that there will be no crime, people will be happy, will be peaceful. That is not. If you want to be happy, peaceful, then you must take this movement, Krishna consciousness, and try to create at least a group of men, 1st class. That's why we are doing that. People will see their behavior, their character, their mode of life, and at least they will be attracted. So, this man, Ajami, on account of his association with a prostitute, that is illicit sex. Sex means with married wife, that's all. So, this is the 1st fall down. Then he lost his all gentle behavior. And then he came to this platform. Banda khoi koi tabai chodjai. So as soon as one becomes fallen down from the standard of gentle life, they must take to this profession. There is no other alternative. You cannot check it. This is natural fall down, one after another. So, Vandakvai. What time after 7:30, very soon is it? Anyway, so Bandi means, now especially in the United States, nobody goes out at night. No gentleman goes out at night. In our Brooklyn temple, nobody goes out at night. Did you see? America is so advanced in civilization. The result is that one cannot go on the street at night. In India, it is so poverty-stricken, still, even in villages, they are freely moving, men moving, at dead of night. They know there is no danger. Still, although they are so poverty-stricken now, you will be surprised that in 1942 there was an artificial famine created by the government. People suffered starvation. Poor men, they died out of starvation. But there was no report of stealing. No report. One American gentleman went there. This is the condition. In our country there would have been revolution. And these people even do not steal others' property. Dying starvation. Kali-yuga means it has increased. The same thieves, cheaters, everything were there at that time. And it was rare incidences. But now it has become daily affair due to the Kali-yuga. So his business was koitoboi. Koitoboi means cheating. Cheating, what kind of cheating? The cheaters will surround one man and he will say, have you seen some gold lump? falling down. I have seen, I know, very low. Then another man will come, sir, I've got this gold lump. If you pay me something, I will give you. But that is not gold, actually. But he creates a situation that somebody lost his gold lump. Now he has got, he wants to sell me. All right, I give you 10 rupees, give me. This is called koitavo. I know something. So, banda khoi koitavo is chojoi, and then direct stealing. So this kind of profession is gorhitam. This is not human civilization. But this has become a common thing. Gauritai vritti. Vritti means occupation. So, if you become first class man, you have occupation. That patan patan jajan. If you are second class man, you have got your occupation. If you are third class man, the krishi goraksha. If you are fourth class man, then serve others. If you are fifth class man, then go to the jungle and hunt some animal and eat. Then these persons, they cheating, stealing, these are the occupation of the 10th class, 8th class, like that. This is not honest. If you produce such 10th class and 8th class and 7th class men, then how you can expect without crime in the society? That is not possible. So we should know that this is the defect of civilization, that by education, by practice, by examples, we are simply creating 8th class, 10th class of men, so that cannot be in peace. Therefore, the human society must take this Krishna consciousness movement and teach people at least how to become second class, third class, if not first class. But there must be first class men, second class men. Then everything, social affair, political affair, will go very smoothly without any trouble. Otherwise, you have to meet with this class of profession, stealing, cheating and war. Thank you very much. Yeah.